Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Coming to the Ralston Arena. Right here in Omaha on Friday, October 19th. Tickets available at RalstonArena.com. Old friend of ours, Mr. Bill Engvall on the phone.
Hey. Morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
How you been?
Well, how are my two favorite guys in radio?
Well, that's nice of you to say that. I don't believe you.
I don't know,
that's
but we're doing fine.
We haven't heard from them lately, but I heard they're doing well.
We got a couple things we want to talk to you about.
First of all, I'm sitting in bed after a nap the other day, and I'm flipping around the TV, and I land on the doctors, and there's a guy in the middle that looks like Bill Engvall. And they must have gone on to other things because you were silent during this portion of the program that I saw. And then finally they panned to the middle again, and they said, damn, that is Engvall. What's he doing on the doctors?
Yeah,
are you a regular?
They'd call me every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. A little comic relief?
Yeah, but the problem is they don't ever let me talk. So it's like, well, I'm kind of, you know, it's like, and then, of course, the one guy's really nice, but he fancies himself a comedian.
Oh, no, God, you must hate
that. Oh, is he the plastic surgeon guy? I forget his name. He kind of hosts it.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, it's his show. Yeah. So I just kind of sit there and get a paid trip to L.A. to sit and look stupid.
They'll let you talk at all.
Which is something I found I do very well.
Yeah, but you don't need to do that, obviously. So,
no, you know, I got to be honest with you guys. At this point in my career, it's just kind of keeping my face out there like, hey, I'm still alive.
I got it.
But, yeah, I mean, I was telling Gail the other day that I said, you know, it was what we had this great day, and we were having dinner, and I said, why am I still doing this? I said, it's not like I'm going to get any bigger.
Oh, the doctors? Right.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to go, Bill Engvall's now a regular on the doctors. He doesn't say anything, but he's there every week. And so, the reason I do the stand-up still is because I love it.
I know. It's why you do stand-up.
That part I love. But the TV, chasing the TV, I just literally have had that discussion like, why? I don't see any network going, you know what we're looking for? A 61-year-old lead with gray hair. Anybody know anybody?
Well, once again.
Oh, and he has a dad bod. How about that? Let's throw that in there.
Well, that's the guy we want to see on stage, though. So still, people come to see your stand-up all the time. You're still kicking ass there.
You know what? I'm still loving that. And you guys, we've been together for
25 years, probably.
Yeah. But, you know, it is fun. And I'll keep doing this as long as I can keep coming up with the material. And, you know, Gail and I do stuff that plants those seeds. So, you know,
You just got back from, talk about that, because you just got back from Africa, right? You're on a safari.
Yeah, we spent 3 weeks in Africa.
What part?
And, let me tell you, we could have done a week.
Is it too long?
No, actually, you know what? We saw some really cool stuff. You know, like I had a gorilla walk across my lap in the wild, which was kind of weird because, you know, we were up there. We went on this gorilla trek thing, and we signed up for the medium hike.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're not physical specimens. But we didn't want to be those people that went on the easy hike, which is like an asphalt path, and there's a gorilla with a leash on it, you know. So we said, we'll do the medium hike. Well, apparently there's a whole different system of measuring over in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because this medium hike was literally like straight up this mountain.
Okay, so it would be difficult under your guidelines.
Yeah, it had rained, and you always got to worry a bit when you show up and your tracker's packing a rifle?
Yeah, sure. That would scare me, too.
I'm like, hey, what's up with the big gun there, Missoula?
And Missoula was his name. Okay,
good. Yeah, that one, we'll just call him that because it's a confidentiality thing. Anyway, so we get up there, and they're awesome. They're amazing, these animals. But and I don't know if the guide was just screwing with us or not, but she said, okay, when we start walking up to the gorillas, everybody has to start going, and you know me. I'm like, okay, why would I do that?
Right.
I mean, cause what if it's a mating call?
Exactly.
I don't know. You know, I don't speak gorilla.
Yeah, and they don't even let you do that on the doctors.
No. she said, no, that just lets them know that everybody's cool. And I'm like, really? So, like, the gorilla's going to go, I don't think that guy's cool. So we're sitting there taking pictures. And of course, then there was this Polish guy who was a vet who was I looked at my pictures, and I think eight out of ten is a picture of his ass because he was always in front of me. And so, but then we got to see him. And so we were sitting there, and everybody, you only get an hour with them because then they make everybody go off the mountain, which is kind of cool because we had other things where I'm sure the animals were just like, oh, my God, it's 50 Jeeps looking at me, you know. It's like, so we were getting ready to leave, and I was just kind of sitting there on the hillside waiting for everybody to finish taking their pictures. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see this one. They called it a teenager. I don't know really how they age him, but they said he wasn't a baby, but he wasn't a grown-up. So they just throw a teenager in there. And he gets up and walks, like, across my legs and kind of looks at me. And the lady guy goes, okay, now you need to stand up and move away. And I said, okay, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Didn't have to ask you twice.
Now there's a,
The only other option for me was get up and run back down the hill. But it was amazing. I did learn that on this trip that nature is not pretty.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that? You saw some attacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. If you ever die out on the savannah, it's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be quick.
God.
At least not until the hyenas show up. Then it's very quick.
Oh, man. What'd you see?
First off, nothing happens. This is me on vacation. I want to sleep till 10, stumble down to the beach, get a Mai Tai from Lili, and watch the waves.
Okay.
You know, in Africa, everything starts at 5 a.m.
I don't like that.
You don't want to see a cheetah track down a gazelle?
Well, we did. We didn't see the cheetah, but we were on this game drive where there was me and Gail and the driver and then the guy sitting in the Doctari seat. I guess he's like the spotter.
Another great reference, Doc Tari. I love that.
So he all of a sudden he screams, "Wild dog, wild dog!" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, okay, let's go." And so the guy hits the gas, and we start flying over these hills and stuff. And we pull up just as the wild dog pulled down an impala by snapping its front leg, and then proceeds to start eating it while it's still alive.
Oh, my God.
And of course, the guide is going, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. I'm like, what part of this is beautiful, dude? He's the impala's looking at us like, a little help would be nice. throw a stick. Maybe he'll go chase it. I don't know.
I know it's nature. I realize it's the food chain, but I don't want to watch that either.
Then all of a sudden, after about 2 minutes, the wild dog's head perks up, pulls his head out of the impala's body cavity and looks up, and he books it. Five hyenas came in.
Oh my God.
I don't know if hell has a role, but the hyena is literally from hell. It's like looks weird.
Yeah.
It's like Satan's dog. And these five things showed up, and within 5 minutes, you couldn't tell that anything had even been there.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm not going to say that all women are a little squeezed. Did your wife, could she watch that?
She watched the whole thing.
Oh,
she wasn't thrilled with it, but she watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sounded like she had it better than Bill.
Yeah, I couldn't handle
it. Yeah, I was like, okay, we can move on. Now let's go see the pretty giraffes. Yeah. Those are nice. They don't do anything like that. It was a great trip.
3 weeks, so it's a long time. I realize you're flying a long time.
It was a long time. And plus, the flight is like 21 hours. And, you know, I don't know how this happens, but I get Gail booked this trip, and she did it first class. I mean, like, we were flying over there. We had lay flat beds.
Oh, cool.
But I invariably get sat next to the guy that wants to read all night.
So his light's on the whole time.
His light's on all night. And then if it's not on, he's watching movies. And it's like, dude, this is why you're single, okay?
Did you recognize you? You recognize you?
No.
Good.
No.
Good for you. Great for
did
you.
Did I get recognized in Africa?
Well, I don't know. On the flight there, you might have got recognized. Did you get recognized in Africa? Or are you asking your wife
now? I was asking Gail.
Okay.
I did get once recognized in Africa.
Cool.
Which was really weird because I didn't know I had an audience in South Africa, but apparently I do.
All right.
Where'd they recognize you from?
So I'll be working the apartheid room. It's going to be nice. No, but it was really
never gonna
a great
never going to play Sun City. Bill Engvall, never going to play
never
Sun City.
But, and I would urge anybody to put it on your bucket list because it is awesome because it's going away. I mean, you can just see it.
It is. Okay.
It was cool. We were there on Rhino Day, World Rhino Day, and we saw three rhinos, so that was awesome.
Did you get to relax at all? Like you said, you like to relax sometimes.
Yeah, you kind of adjust.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on vacation with Gail, there's really no downtime.
Oh, your wife's like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Activities all the time.
You're going from 5 to 5.
Oh. Are you staying in tents and going from place to place?
We stayed in what they called them tents, but... You know, it was tents with a shower and a bathroom.
Glamping.
It was total glamping, yeah. Although I will say that this one place we stayed, we were at the very end of the row, which kind of was freaky because after dark, you have to call them to come get you because there are wild animals right there. And so we were at the end of the row, a real road thing, and then we had a deck on the back of our tent, and then below, further than that was a river, and the hippos could be the loudest animals ever. I mean, literally, at one point, I thought they were coming in the tent, and I thought they say that hippos kill more people than any other animal.
Yeah, they do.
In Africa, that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah, and so of course, what do? Open the door and go look to see if I can see the hippo, so I can get a picture of it.
Well, that's what you're doing.
The sucky thing is, you got to take pills and.
You got to get
malaria.
Shots.
Yeah, I didn't even know malaria was still around. You know,
it's not in Southern California. That's why.
Yeah, we had to take like 30 shots, and and then you get there and they go, "Okay, just drink the water out of the bottle." And I'm thinking, you could have just put the water in the bottle. I don't know. And so for 2 days, I'll just say this: for 2 days, there was not much hiking in my future because
You had to poop.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you, you're just talking off the top of your mouth, but the top of your head. But I guess that's another 20 minutes of material, right? Don't you think?
I'm hoping it is.
I bet it will be. I'm sure it will.
But it's fun, and that's the thing. As long as I can keep doing stuff like this, and coming up with material, I like coming to the Ralston. You guys know how much I love Omaha. My whole career's been there, it's still fun. I still love.
I do want to ask you this. This is nothing really do. I guess it has something to do with money, but you like you mentioned before. Although you're still a young man, you don't have to work. And I realize stand-up comedy for most comics is something they love to do, and you get to go to arenas and theaters and you have a good time. But what does make you still come up with new material and go on the road when your bank account doesn't need it?
You're just hardwired for that anymore, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I talk about retiring and stuff, but I really do enjoy seeing old friends like you guys and seeing the people out there, and I love watching people laugh who haven't seen the show before. It just because there's this look on their face like what's going to come out of his mouth next. That's what drives me, because it's not really about the money. I mean it used to be. I'll admit you're young, you want to make as much as you can. But now, I'm cutting back on dates too. Plus, if I quit, that's it. I'm not going to do the Eagles thing where like every year I come back and go, "Hey, it's actually really now my final year."
Oh, you got a podcast, My 2 Cents on Podcast One.
I had to stop doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's too much work.
Let's cross that off the list.
Listen, when I realized that my dog had a podcast, I realized, okay, there's probably too many now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just Sell Him for Parts, a comedy special. Is that out on Vudu?
Yeah, I think.
Okay,
I,
whatever. You know, they, okay, how about this? How about
they tried to do this? Yeah, it's called Just Selling for Parts. I think it might be on iTunes.
Okay. But how about Monster Party? Is that happening?
They keep telling me that's going to get released. That was fun. That was I got to play a part where I play an abusive father, which was fun.
What was the other series? You talked to us before about the scary movie.
The Neighbor.
Yeah, that was pretty freaky. So this is another freaky movie, or is it a fun movie?
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird one. I don't really call it a teenager movie.
Why do they see you now as you look menacing? How did Bill Engvall become menacing? How did Bill Engvall become menacing looking?
Well, that's what I don't know, but I kind of dig it. Because everybody's like, wow. You know, but this is what's funny. But people, when I did those movies, people were like, why would you do a role like this? I go, it's not a life choice. It's just a role. I mean, you know, like, if you ask me to play a clown, guess what? I'm putting on the big red nose and the big shoes, okay?
Right,
it's not like I'm not making balloon animals for the rest of my life.
Oh, no. Well, we've seen you. You can act.
No, you really definitely can act.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But you know, it's so funny in this day and age with social media, and you guys get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day, Gail and I went ATVing, and you know, we're driving 15 miles an hour, but she filmed me, so it looked like we were going faster than we were.
Right.
And somebody, you know, I was like, "Hey, had a great day out in the mountains ATVing with my wife, had a wonderful time." And somebody tweeted, "Be a good example. Wear a helmet." Shut up.
Just shut up is the answer to that.
Shut up. You know, you know what you need? I'm going to buy you a hyena for a pet. And then
the devil's dog. I love that line.
Yeah, oh, he's Satan's pet, man. I'm telling you, that is a nasty-looking animal.
RalstonArena.com. Ralston, that's right here in Omaha, of course, on Friday,
19th,
October 19th. Yep. Bill Engvall. Are you just out of your weekend, or you just select dates?
Yeah.
Other people are listening to us other places. How can they find your dates?
Go to BillEngvall.com.
Excellent.
All the dates are there. And come on out. In fact, when I'm in Omaha, I know you guys got busy schedules, but if you get a chance, stop by and just say hi. I'd love to see you guys.
Your buddy's in town a couple weeks before you. Ron White's in town, too. We talked to Ron last week.
Good.
Yeah, he'd been drinking a lot of tequila. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I'm not really sponsored by any liquor, so
I'd look into that.
Hey, maybe we'll reenact the old roping in the parking lot.
We'll still get that photo laying around here somewhere. Thank you, Bill. We'll talk soon,
thank
brother.
You guys. See you. Talk to you. Bye.
All right, take care.
Bill Engvall, RalstonArena.com for tickets on Friday, October 19th. He's one of the best. He's one of the most polished, excellent stand-ups ever.
He discovered Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, he did.
Jennifer Lawrence was the daughter.
Yep.
In the Bill Engvall show.
That's right.
Back in 2007, before she became a movie star.
Yeah.
And we went that entire conversation.
I like Bill Mill. Bill makes me laugh.
And he will like this, not bringing up his movie Bait Shop.
Oh, we didn't bring up Bait Shop this time.
It's the first time we've talked to him and not brought up Bait Shop.
It is my favorite.
He seems to be getting a little irritated when we do that.
And the weird thing about Bill is,
I
wouldn't call him a clean comic.
No, he's not.
No,
but he's not F-bomb either.
But he's not Lewis Black.
No,
you know.
No.
But I legitimately enjoy Bill's comedy.
So do I.
I mean, when I've seen him in concert,
yes,
he makes me laugh.
I'll hear him on the radio once in a while, we'll see him on certain sets on TV, like you said, and see him in person a bunch of times. You're right. He's just a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
But most times, guys that are on the clean side of things.
Yeah, because we're nasty.
Yeah.
Because we're nasty.
But Bill's certainly not one of those.
Go see Bill.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.